All right, I was trying to get some music for the beginning of this.
Get money.
We are live. All right, thank you guys for joining us for another PDR Think Tank. We are on episode 35.
Wow.
Working through these, boy. This time around, we have Matt from Get a Grip. He is having a little technical difficulties. He'll probably be joining us in about 10 minutes, hopefully. And you guys can ask away, especially on his new umbrella. So, like we always do, let's go around the room, introduce ourselves.
Go for it. Chris, you can go first today.
Chris? Oh, right.
We're shaking it up today, guys. We're shaking it up.
Chris, Dentless Touch, Washington, D.C. area.
Go for it, Dave.
Dent Repair out of Chicago.
Ryan, RPS Dent Repair out of Baltimore. What's up, guys?
All right. Like we always do, we have a few tools that either we used this week, but we always want to bring a little few tools on to show you guys what we work with every week. So you want me to go, Dave got tools now.
I can go quick. I got two little things. So
all right, cool.
I got quite a few questions the other week out of the blue on the fuzzy covers that are on your Illuminant light. So
that's a common question that I get.
I found one I really, really like because you get the fuzzy covers that are really, really fuzzy, kind of puffy. There's this new, it's called Custom Grip. And I get it off Amazon. It's like $6. It's super like a small little velvet. It's not real like puffy furry. Furry. They've been holding up really well. So Amazon, $6. Custom Grip is the name of the company. Check it out. It's probably the best one. I've been through quite a bit because I hate when they get all raggedy looking. And, you know, sometimes glue gets on them and then you drag it across the car and it leaves that mess. So Custom Grips, that was a question I kept getting. Where do you get that fuzzy thing around your light? James Lee, if you're listening, you can make a ton of money.
That's definitely a common question I get too. And it's usually I just say a steering wheel cover from somewhere. But that's my biggest complaint is that it's too puffy and it'll hold debris or leaves or something dirt, like that.
Yeah, these are super thin. I mean, it's not like the really fuzzy ones. It's almost like a velvet. So they've been working really well. The second thing I have is the screw-on VIP tip. You started using these. I've had it for a while. He came out with a new style. But I have been using the older style lately, and it's been working really well. It's got the O-ring installed on it.
Still hits the same?
It's a little different than the standard VIP knockdown. I don't know if it's because I'm going from a Dent Craft knockdown, and it's just acting different than what it has. The problem I had was I had the regular size VIP. I dropped it on the ground, and it nicked it. So I need to sand it down and polish it because it started leaving marks on cars. So I went to this, and it definitely stepped in for when I needed it.
And VIP makes that, right?
Yes, VIP Tools. He's got a brand new one out. I haven't tried it. This is the older style. But it definitely was a good step in for me. But I'm still enjoying just his regular knockdown.
Yeah,
my new guy's actually enjoying the old VIP, the original VIP.
Love it.
Instead of the new VIPs.
Instead of the 2.0, I 100% agree.
So I don't know.
So I have two of each, and I always go to the version one.
So does Edgy Tools make a style that's like that, though?
It does. I brought it on the show, I guess, 2 weeks ago. It's very similar, but it's a little more finer. It's actually a little more finer than the VIP, so you have to use it for application.
Okay.
That's all I got for you guys. I haven't bought anything. After FT, you guys are in big trouble.
I bought something that I think I've been meaning to buy my entire PDR career. and out of just pure laziness, I finally pulled the trigger on it. It's literally just a car cover. It's a wheel cover. Something super simple. I got a four pack off Walmart.com. I think it was $30 maybe, but it comes with four mesh khaki style wheel covers. So instead of it getting on your pants and your hands and your tools slipping and all of that good stuff.
It has a wire in it, right?
It does. It has the wheel. Yeah, it has like a little rim around it or a little gives it stability, rigidity. So yeah, at Walmart.com, it comes in a 4-pack. Highly recommended.
Nice. Yeah. That's it?
That's all I got. That's all I got. And it's like, it's one of the best accessories that I've been meaning to get. And I finally just got it. Finally.
I think I had this glue gun on before. It's the Pro PDR or PDR Solutions.
Oh, yeah, with the interchangeable like gun part, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, Ryan, you know, we're in Maryland, and like one day it's 60 degrees, the next day it's 85 degrees so far. So I was getting a little frustrated with that. And then when you go into shops, it's either warmer or cooler. And so, you know, it's right at that transition period where, you know, green or red for us is the glue of choice. And I had to switch to this because normally I'm running either the James Lee or the Stuckey glue gun. I had to switch to this because of the interchangeable glue guns. And so I was able to just keep, this is the green, obviously green. And then I was just able to keep the red in one gun and then the green in the other gun. So I'm just, you know, nice thing about it too, is I have all Makita batteries, but I only have the 3 amp hour ones. And so I do have the big boy 9 amp hour for the Makita.
How long does it last? So,
I don't know. It lasts all day. So, you know, it has a nice dowel, and I barely charged this battery. I mean, it's maybe a week ago I charged it. Well, and this is, I normally have this on my heat gun though. So,
and then
I get asked probably this question pretty much every day in the emails: what glue to use?
Green, baby.
And it's the green. We're going into the green season for us in Maryland, and then it's the Denal Red for any of the high humidity, high temp pulls. So far, I used to use the Orange Fire, but I've been very successful with the Den Out Red. So those are the only two glue colors that I buy as of right now.
Swiss Blue for super cold in Maryland. Swiss Blue. Well.
And then I just have the, I don't even know what this is. I think it's the Snake Tool. I'm sorry, guys. I was supposed to look it up. I ordered like 5 or 6 tools from them. This is the Stanliner. And I brought this one because of the curved, if you guys can see that. Come on, focus. I bought that because of the curve. So I am a round tip knockdown guy, so I don't have those sharp tips. And I just can't wait to push on something like this.
How much was that one, Chris?
His tools average about $170, $180.
It looks and so they, nice. Like I wouldn't want to use it.
The presentation for it when you receive them, it's just a nice little leather boot. I'm missing my little tassel that he. Oh, maybe no. You know what? It's in there. I just haven't unwrapped it.
Yeah, so. I mean, it just makes you not want to use the tool and just put it on the wall.
I mean,
it's a premium. It's like an Apple. Like when you it's open like up an Apple, exactly.
I mean, the polish is insane. I mean,
yeah,
handmade, baby, handmade.
Does it flex any, Chris, or?
It is very thin here at the tip, and I think it's going to flex a little bit. It does flex, though. The whole tool does flex, and that's, I think, one of the benefits of the Stanliner. I think it's also why a Sal tool is so successful, too, the amount of flex that it has. It has just enough when you need it. So I have the light and the heavy of that tool, and like I said, it seems like an easy tool to make, but I think he spent a lot of time on the treatment of the metal or whatever metal he's using. I think he's kind of figured that one out. So I have like 3 or 4 flat bars, and his by far is the better one.
I think Matt got it worked out over there. You got it worked out, Matt?
Can you guys hear me?
Look at that.
There we go.
So Matt, introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a PDR tech myself. I've been doing it 15 years. I'm located in Southern California, San Diego. The weather's great, and I have no complaints. A lot of customers out here, and I'm very passionate about, you know, my dent repair, like you guys. And it's a wonderful career for, you know, for us to actually do something you enjoy. That's the best thing about, you know, doing PDR, especially for myself. And I think I'm speaking for you guys too. But yeah, it's a great field to be in, especially if you take passion in your work.
Definitely.
So yeah, you know, I run a business here in San Diego. I have a couple guys that work for me. And most of my work, 70% of it's probably wholesale, 30% retail. I would like to get more retail work accomplished. Just right now, I don't have the manpower. So yeah. I'm doing as much as I can for what I have. So in the process of training somebody right now, so that way it will free me up to do more retail work.
Yeah. It's a hard transition. I know that's definitely a hard trying to build retail while training and cutting down on steady flow of it. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. It's a lot of managing of time. Yeah, it's difficult. You know, you work all day, you're exhausted. And then I'm running also the Get a Grip company too.
How did that come about?
Well, essentially, like, you know, most of us, you know, we're just, I came up with these products just trying to solve a problem, to answer, you know, problems I had in the field that weren't answered. I just decided, you know what, I don't have an umbrella. I have an umbrella and a heat gun arm. Those are the two primary tools that I designed. And with the umbrella setup, initially, I came out with that about 3 years ago. And the idea behind that was I really wanted a tool that was versatile, that met my needs. I wanted something that I could use any type of umbrella. So kind of like what Chris mentioned, I think, in some time past, you know, if you damage your umbrella, it, you know, bends on you, you run it over, something like that occurs. You could just run down to the hardware store, yeah. And, you know, like Chris said, you know, buy another one, you're ready to roll. But so the grip that I designed, it's a suction cup with a little claw on it. And what that allows you to do is essentially use it for anything you want. You could use it for an umbrella. I also use it for like my gimbal. So if you're shooting footage on a car, you could have something attached to the side of the car. You know, a gimbal like this. Hey, you guys have seen these, I'm sure, before. And this fits perfectly in the actual claw itself. And I attach that to the side of the car, and that'll film me while I'm doing the work. So it's really versatile in that way. I use it for different applications in the past. It's a nice setup. I think what David, you have one, and Chris has one, right?
I do.
Have you guys had an opportunity to try it out yet?
Go ahead, Chris.
No, I use the arm like every day, the one that holds my heat gun. So yeah. I use that part. I'm inside, so a lot of the umbrella side.
That strong arm XL is amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Thank you. Yeah, it's something I use every single day also. You know, every day I'm using it. And if you guys can see that, you know, I'm using it on a propane heat gun. I don't know if you guys have one of those, but these things, cool. So you guys know these things weigh about 5 or 6 pounds with the actual gas attached to it. And the arm itself is able to, you know, hold that with no problem. It's sturdy. It doesn't budge. Once you set this where you want it, it's good to go. It's a fantastic tool. And that's the strong arm. Like you said, the strong arm XL, and that's about a foot longer than the standard one.
I like the length. Perfect length. You know what I mean? I was using the James Lee arm for a long time with a heat gun, but the length of that one is awesome. I mean, you can really get it to where you exactly where you need it.
Right.
That XL
thank you. Yeah, no, it's something that I actually came up with the second edition. What was it earlier this year? The XL version, which did give me a little bit more versatility on putting, you know, the heat gun in a certain spot. Sometimes most of the time, the standard arm, it works. But with the XL, sometimes there's those situations. It's not often, but you'd be working like on a lift gate. Mm-hmm. And the lift gate itself doesn't have a lot of surface area to attach a suction cup to. And then the glass is kind of far away. One of the particular cars I'm thinking of, like the, what was that? I think it was a Cayenne, one of these mm-hmm. Porsches. But the mm-hmm. area of the dent, the whole dent, the whole lift gate was dented, the majority of it. So I didn't want to attach a suction cup to the actual dented area, of course. So the glass was kind of far away, but the XL arm was a fantastic answer to that. That was just another tool here that didn't have, you know, something I can use. I never actually had the opportunity to use James Lee's arm. I did buy one for my guy that works for me. And I didn't know. I just thought that was a fantastic setup until he told me that the XL arm, the strong arm, was way better. I wasn't even aware.
Yes.
For me, the propane thing, it wouldn't hold a propane tank. You know,
The issues that I find with those style of arms, because James isn't the first one to have it. We've been trying to attach stuff to Lockline for years. It's Lockline, and when you do put something heavy, it just falls over. And sometimes even a light plastic board will make that lock line over time. If you've used it enough, it won't hold anything. And I don't foresee this ever really giving out, you know, just the way it's made. It's a lot easier to kind of keep that stuff in place over time.
The adjustability, right. I think, is the selling point on that piece.
Like that stuff will just fall down on a car, or, you know, it'll just fall off of the car or something like that. And it's, you know, I'm over here trying to work and, you know, on a Porsche or, you know, something. A Highline car, I can't be having tools just fall off of the car or out of the things that are holding them.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a very stout tool. That was one of my, you know, key components to making a tool. I didn't want somebody to buy the tool, use it for a couple months, and the thing kind of flimsy, it falls apart, breaks. So just kind of like, you know, what I was saying earlier about being passionate about doing dent repair, I kind of felt the same way with tools. If I'm going to make a tool, I want to be proud of it and stand behind it. And I feel that I did that pretty well, but I'm still always tweaking things. So it's not something I'm rested on. You know, I'm always thinking of different ways to improve things.
How big is your umbrella?
So the umbrella, it's a big umbrella.
It's big. It's really big. It's huge.
Yeah. So it's actually 6 feet. The canopy itself is 6 feet. If you guys are not really up to date on umbrellas, I'll tell you, if you go to like any kind of sporting goods store, like a Dick's or a Sports Chalet or anything like that, the biggest umbrella you're going to find in the golf section is 68 inches. And the umbrella that I sell now is 72 inches. And it actually makes a pretty big, substantial difference. There is a noticeable difference from 68 to 72. The shaft on the actual umbrella, I extended about 10 or 11 inches longer. So it gives you a little bit longer distance, you know, from the handle to the top. So those two combinations really worked out well. Been real happy with the umbrella. Because I do know Chris had my original umbrella that I debuted a few years back. Mm-hmm. And I changed the handle from that one too. So the handle on the new one has a smoother handle. So it's easier for the claw to grasp. I'm real happy with that, you know, how that turned out.
I haven't physically used your product yet. I'm trying to do some footage with it and stuff like that before I actually use it. But the other day while working, knowing I already had your product, I have a competitor umbrella setup, stuff like that. It wasn't tall enough. I was working on, I think, a Honda Pilot, and next to me was a Chevy Silverado, and the top of that umbrella, the little points around it were actually right at the top of the Silverado, which is, I mean, difficult. You're worrying about that while you're trying to work on a car. It wasn't tall enough and I had to angle it a certain way. And that certain way was allowing light in, completely defeating the purpose of the umbrella. So I like how you actually extended the length of it.
Yeah, no, I was real happy with that. I'm not sure. I think that umbrella is pretty solid. I don't know if there's really much more, you know, I could change. I could probably go larger. But those are custom umbrellas. You're not going to find on Amazon or anything like that umbrellas that size. Because the actual umbrella I was typically using here in sunny San Diego was like a beach umbrella. It was like a cheap little, like, I don't know, a Walmart umbrella. It was a flimsy umbrella, but it worked. It had a big canopy. It was actually a 6-foot canopy. And that's what it, that's where I got the idea. Like, it'd be nice to have a golf umbrella with, you know, UV protection, to have the wind flaps on it designed for wind in a golf umbrella, you know, setup, you know, in a makeup of a golf umbrella. So that's where I started doing some research and had those custom made. But yeah, they're really cool umbrellas.
Is there anything special with the suction cup or the mounting system, or like at least that part, the base of it?
Well, the base of it, it's a replica of a Woods suction cup, and I have gotten, you know, quite a few texts get back to me about that. And the first year I debuted it, I had a few guys come back to me from the first time I debuted it was at MTE 2017.
Okay.
In January, and that first show, I had people come back the following day and to let me know, like, hey, your suction cup, that rubber on it, really soft. It just really grips to the surface a lot better than the typical Woods. And I kind of thought that, yeah, when I was prototyping them, I kind of felt that, you know, but I wasn't sure if that was just my imagination. And so having that feedback, you know, definitely convinced me, like, okay, it isn't just me. Yeah. So the actual cup is the 4.5-inch cup. I haven't really felt a reason, because I can put a 6-inch cup on there. They're kind of, you know, the cups themselves are versatile. So I could make it a 6-inch cup on there. I just don't know if I want to do that. There hasn't been anybody that's really convinced me that that's be the way to go, just in the fact that you're going to limit your surface, you know, area. When you're attaching that to a vehicle, a 6-inch, you know, suction cup is just a little bit more difficult to find an area to attach it to. If it's a tricky curve or something like that on a car, like a body line.
Yeah.
So I've stuck with the 4.5-inch. But yeah, I've been real happy with it. I'm actually using it to hold my phone right now. That's another benefit. I had some difficulty, as you guys know, but yeah, with the tablet today. So I ended up running it on my phone, the Google Hangouts here that we're on. And so right now I'm actually using the grip I was going to show you to hold my phone. So it's kind of difficult to, should have grabbed an extra one.
But, well, I'm trying to show you guys pictures of his umbrella, what we're talking about actually, guys. So it's an umbrella mount for any of the guys that work outside. Here's some pictures of it right now.
On the arm, I really enjoy the adjustability. So you have the metal shafts, and where the collars are, you can almost slide them up and down on that shaft. Mm-hmm. You know, the adjustability on that thing is right now, yeah. I mean, there's nothing like it.
You know, honestly, you know, what you brought up, Ryan, is that I was talking about the grip, and that's something I would be honest about. I'm not the best at naming, you know. I design these tools, and I think, well, what should I name the tool, you know? And so what you're talking about is a strong arm. That's the heat gun arm. And what I was referring to earlier was the actual, the grip.
Oh, the grip.
Umbrella. And that's the problem. The name scheme isn't the best. So, yeah, I'm not going to be saying I have the best, you know, creative mind when it comes to making names, you know, for these tools. But yeah, as you were saying, Ryan, that is, you're true. The actual shaft of of the elbows, they adjust up and down. So it allows you to give you a lot more freedom on the tool. But,
so Matt, let's go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just show you what you know, Ryan was referring to here. These here are actually, you know, slide.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, I think that's awesome, man. It's freaking awesome.
And they all do that. But yeah, I didn't get to show off my tool. I know you guys, I was late to the video cast. I wanted to share this guy's rewind a little bit.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Look at that. Yes, it is.
And this is, you know, I can't take the credit for this. This comes from Daniel Grom. I think he posted it a few weeks back, but I picked the last two up at the time from Amazon. What this is, this green attachment, it goes to any roll of tape. But what way this works fantastic for is this Tessa tape. You know, you guys all know if you own the Tessa tape, this isn't something you can just rip or tear. Oh, it's a nightmare. Sometimes you're just trying to get a little piece off. And I carry a razor, you know, knife, a utility knife in my box just for this tape.
Exact same here.
This thing, I think, is on Amazon for like $9. It's called the Tadpole Tape Cutter. This I highly recommend. This thing, you know, you attach it to the actual roll of tape,
Genius. And
it works perfect. Yeah, so Daniel Grom came up with that find. I'm trying to see if I could show you a quick demonstration. So, yeah, the Tadpole tape cutter. But I can't even get my Tessa tape to, I'll show you guys later. But, yeah, so I highly recommend that. That's definitely a tool that
is amazing.
You know, it's just one of those small things. It isn't, you know, some fabulous, you know, awesome big tool. It's just a simple tool, but that saves a lot of time, more frustration. Oh, yes. So
helps with the workflow. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah,
it's cool. Cool little gadget.
So Matt, let's rewind. Sounds like you're about a 13 year tech when you first started Get a Grip.
Yeah, it's about right. Yeah.
So where did the idea come from? What was out there that was missing that you decided to, you know, make this tool for the industry?
Well, like I said, I wanted something. I know there's a competitor that has a similar product in the fact that it's a suction cup and it has an umbrella attached to it. The thing about what I didn't like about that, like I said earlier, I wasn't pleased with the actual, the fact that if something goes wrong with the umbrella, the things wear out. I mean, umbrella wears out, you know, or, you know, you rip it, something like that, it gets torn, and the next thing, the thing's falling apart. So I really wanted to have an umbrella that detached me from the tool. So seeing that tool really motivated me, because I had something similar to the competitor's tool that I was using myself. And I thought to myself, wow, I could really make some improvements to it. So that's initially kind of what got my, you know, curiosity on looking into making a tool myself. And for all the techs out there that, you know, you've probably heard it before, but I'll just be again, I'll repeat it. It's not easy. It's easier just to buy the tool. Believe me, take my word for it. Buying the tool and being done with it is so much easier than making a tool. The prototypes that I've spent time making and you know, coming up with and not working, it took a lot of time and a lot of, you know, effort and motivation to keep with it. Yeah, that was one main factor, was having an umbrella that was detachable and I can use it for other applications. And the other main fact, I wanted the thing to swivel. So the actual base of the grip, it actually allows you to swivel. So if you have the thing attached to the car and the sun moves and you want to just tweak it and turn it just a little bit, you don't have to detach the suction cup itself. There's a knob on it. It's nice. A little
That's handle. Cool.
And it allows you to rotate 360 degrees and you don't have to, attach the suction cup. So again,
the suction. So it's less, I mean, yeah, that's nice. Especially that's over awesome. Time with the suction cup, you know, leaving that on there and nice, stuck to the car.
Yeah. So that was two main things, you know, and I wanted it not to budge. If you guys have seen my website, I have a video on there. I have the thing attached to my pickup truck.
I'm looking at that right now,
with an umbrella. And that thing, I mean, it's not moving. The umbrella, the umbrella will fall apart. You know, I mean, the suction cup and the actual claw itself isn't budging. I've attached a bowling ball to it before just to kind of demonstrate the strength of it. So, it's really stout. The thing's not budging. So those are three main things. I wanted the thing not to actually ever wiggle or move on me. I wanted to use any type of umbrella, and then I also wanted to have it a freedom to rotate without unattaching it from your work vehicle. So those are main, you know, things I wanted to solve. And I think I did a pretty good job, but I'm a perfectionist. I'm always thinking about how to make it better. So
I'll tell you, we're in a really interesting part of the industry right now because we have real techs that are out there every day creating these tools, you know, that are so useful. It's such a great thing. You know, everybody, a lot of these, you guys, and are coming up with really, really good tools that have been a need.
Yeah, definitely. So it seems like this tool is so versatile that you could probably put maybe a tray or other things that it can, it can hold. Do you have any things in the pipeline for, you know, for this Get a Grip mechanism that you've came up with?
Yeah, I've been playing around with some different prototypes. For really, what the idea was with the strong arm, that's kind of initially what I was going for when I designed the strong arm that holds the heat gun. I was designing it originally to be a holder for like a tray. And what I was thinking, and you know, again, I live in San Diego. We don't get much hail. It's not that common, but I was thinking more for the hail tech that works on like roofs, trunks, you know, any kind of top surface. It'd be nice to have a tray that you could have some glue tabs, you know, your glue gun, solvent and that kind of thing. So I did have a prototype at last MTE here earlier this year. I haven't really got to what I want yet. I'm still working on that, but that is down the pipe. That is a plan to have a tray.
Awesome.
But it's one of those things. It's a balance. I don't know, you know, how big the tray needs to be. I've tried different sizes and I still haven't really got it to what I'm looking for, but it is something I'm working on. I really wanted to have something for this coming up new year, but I don't think it's going to happen yet. You know, like I was telling you guys earlier, it's just some time management. It's amazing how much time all this stuff takes, you know, doing, you know, route work and also designing tools and stuff like that. So it's a challenge.
Oh yeah. It's a quick question.
It's also a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I'm not complaining. You know?
Right.
Yeah. We're all busy. Yeah.
So we have a couple of questions. Well, just one main question. What are the prices of all the pieces that you have here in your lineup?
All right. So I do have some options. So let's start with like the umbrella with the grip, you know, the techs are working outside. I do sell that separately. If you would like, if you want to just buy the grip by itself or the umbrella, but the actual package together with the actual grip and umbrella, it retails for $277, and I am running a sale still. I haven't changed my summer sale. I have 20% off on that. So that will be going down probably at the 15th of this month. I'm just trying to think with my web guy. I think that's what we discussed. The 15th of October, the sale will be over. So the grip and the umbrella is $277. The grip, that's a retail price. And the grip by itself sells for $227. So I have a lot of techs. That's one of the freedoms of the tool. they'll just buy the grip by itself and go, you know what? I can find my own umbrella and I'll figure that out. So, which is cool. I'm stoked for them because maybe they don't, you know, feel like the umbrella is justified. Again, that's a custom umbrella. You're not going to, I mean, that quality of that umbrella is unreal. Yeah. But if you want to buy itself, it's $227. Now the strong arm standard, you guys put me on the spot. I think that goes for
147. It looks like here.
Yeah. 147. There you go.
197 for the XL.
There you go. Yeah. And again, those are actually 20% off until the 15th of October. So if you guys, any of the techs are watching, that's something you want to jump on before that sale ends. It's 20% off. And then I also have that claw to claw, and that there, which I think you have there, David, on your screen, that claw to claw there.
I love
that's
that
really good. Yeah. That's fantastic for techs indoors that are working with the light. You guys have a light stand that'll attach to a light stand. I know Mike Toledo and Daniel Grom have one. They use it with their motorcycle vise, the Daniel's vise for his motorcycle tanks. That's that works fantastic for that too. So if you have something, you don't need a suction cup, you can just attach that to any kind of pole, light stand, motorcycle vise, and then have your heat gun and you're ready to go. And has the same functionalities. But
so Matt, what's the warranty on these on your tools here?
So I warranted the tool for a year. If you have any issues with it, I've had two minor issues over the years and I've changed them right away. I had two customers with the grip that had two different problems, two different people, and I did make adjustments and I did improve the product to not have that problem in the future. The suction cup itself, I mean, I'll give you 90 days. I mean, that's one of those things.
It's a wear and tear.
Wear and tear item. It's like tires and brakes on a car. I mean, I know James, talking with James Lee, he you know, also expresses his frustration. Sometimes he thinks like, dude, the guy had his suction light board for 2 years and now he's upset that it's not holding anymore. And it's like, dude, that's it's a wear, you know, item. It's not designed to last forever. You know, essentially if you grab any suction cup and you rub it on asphalt, you know, you're gonna damage the rubber seal in the bottom, and it's just not gonna have suction, and it's not gonna have the same kind of seal. So it's one of those things. I haven't had anybody take advantage of me, anything like that. I've had, you know, a customer go, you know what, it's not holding. It usually happens right off the bat. You know, if I do have a problem with a suction cup, it's within the first couple of days. They're like, you know, this might be a faulty suction cup. You know, I'm not even sure what the problem is. But yeah, I just sent out a new suction cup.
So we have one question here. Will you be at MTE? And what will you be displaying, I guess?
Yes, I'll be at this MTE in Orlando in January. I'll be in the Dental Olympics area. I'll be right next to Dentcraft, my booth. I'll have a double booth. It'll be shouldn't be able to miss me. I usually have a big display there with all kinds of different suction cups with my arms and grips and umbrellas. It's usually like an interactive wall. So, you know, techs come up and play with the tools and, you know, try it out, attach it to the, I actually have a big, like, it's actually a pretty big wall. It's made out of plexiglass. So it allows you guys to go up there and play with it and pull on them and, you know, test them out. So yeah, I'll be there at MTE this January. I also have a booth in September for the Las Vegas MTE. I'll be there for that one too. And that'll be a double booth. So I'm excited about that, but I don't, I kind of.
So do you have the contest anymore? You have the contest anymore with the forearm grip? Because, you know, I was like third place. So I've been working on the forearms, you know. I'm trying to get that first place.
I was trying to remember. Yeah, there was like some thing that he had going on last year at your booth.
Yeah, so that was the first year. That was January 2017.
Yeah.
And sounds like Chris has been working out, waiting.
Yeah, man. I've been trying. And before I'm looking right.
He's doing push-ups.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's something that, the reason I didn't do it last year, I realized the mayhem that occurs at MTE. I did it the first year and didn't realize how busy, you know, the show was going to be and how distracting you get. And so it was kind of difficult to advertise it and keep track of it. It was kind of a mini little job itself to keep track of everyone's numbers. And if you guys that are listening and watching are not familiar with what Chris is talking about, I had this little device. I wish I knew the name of it. What it allows you to do, you go up and squeeze it, and it actually has a digital little LCD display on it, and it gives you a readout of your strength, how much grip strength you have. And I thought of that because all of us use our arms and our hands every day for work, and I was like, this would be interesting to see, you know, who has a really strong grip. And so Trey Scott, if you guys are familiar with Trey, he actually won last year.
What was his score?
Chris is trying to beat him.
Like, Trey Scott is a massive human being. He's a big boy. So,
So Trey Scott, the thing maxes out, to answer your question, at 200 pounds. And when I first got the device, you guys, prior to that show, for like a month, I took it around to like all my dealerships and body shops, and I'd look for like a big guy. Hey, squeeze this, you know, device. And they thought it was really cool. What is this? And they squeeze it. And next thing you know, hey, Joe, get over here. Squeeze this. And it's like all of a sudden, everybody in the shop is squeezing this device. And so I wanted to see if it was something, if it was common for someone to hit 200. Because I didn't want, you know, all of a sudden you got a dozen people that are like, yeah, they maxed it out, you know. And so no one actually got, I think, over 180. 180 was probably the top. When I tested it and beta tested it out before I took it to the show. And so when I took it to the show, yeah, you know, Trey, I think someone got like 182, but Trey, he got it past 200 pounds. So That's he crazy. Was determined.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I plan on using your product, I think, for work, but I think also as for pleasure as well. I mean, I do a lot of filmmaking stuff like that. So I will be trying to use it with my camera, cell phones, and, you know, it does have other uses, which I enjoy.
Yeah, you know, again, I use it for a GoPro too. Yeah. I'll give you guys another tech tip. If you guys own the grips that hold the umbrella, if you stick a GoPro on this, and I got this idea from a retail customer, he actually glued like one of these GoPro attachments to the back of his tailgate. So he had like a big old F-350 that he pulled the trailer, and he didn't have a backup camera that came with the truck. So what he did is he actually adhered like a permanent, I don't know if it was permanent, but like 3M tape to the back of his tailgate that he didn't, you know, plan on taking off. And he put the GoPro on it, and then you get in the cab of the truck, put back the truck up into the trailer by using his camera on the GoPro to his phone. So it's kind of like a backup camera. So I have a video of doing that too. So you can use like the same thing, the grip, you just, you know, suction cup it to the back of a pickup truck and then, you know, sync it to your phone, and you can actually see behind you while you're backing up, you know, your boat or a trailer or anything like that.
Is that one of the craziest things you've seen people use a GoPro or is there something else?
You know, at the end of MTE this year, I don't remember the gentleman's name. He sent me some photos. Two different customers. One of them used it with the Stucky. I think it was the Stucky portable light Stucky just came out with this year. It's a battery operated light for the shop. And he used the grip with it. He attached the light to the grip, and he was able to, you know, do hail work and side work with it. I don't know if that you guys are following me, if that makes sense.
It was
just a light, you know, that was battery operated, and he used it with the grip. And another gentleman used a strong arm, and he did something pretty creative. I haven't had a chance to actually try it out myself, but what he did, he was working inside a cargo van, and it was a cargo van that didn't have a side door. And what he did, it was attach the strong arm to the outside, and he had an iPhone with FaceTime running, and he was on the inside of the van with his actual iPad. Man. He had his iPad, and he was actually taking the Dan out from the inside using FaceTime.
Oh man, that is epic.
Okay.
That is nice. That's some new age stuff right there.
Okay. That answers some questions.
You can't even see. You can't even see inside the, you know, to actually see, you know, any of the outside panel.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that.
Creative.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going. That's definitely getting done this week. That's for sure.
Yeah. I'm just not sure about the delay in the video feed and all that, you know. But he showed before and afters of him doing the dent. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
It's better than nothing. Your only option is, not taking the dent out or trying to glue pull or something.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Okay. Now you got me excited.
So back on MTE, guys, MTE just released its educational schedule, so go ahead and check that out. Matt, do you know about the little seminars that they run? Have you been to any of them?
No, I haven't. I would like to. I did get the email also. I just don't have the time myself, you know, setting up a booth, but I'd love to check one out. I did attend the first PDR college. That was in my 2016. That was fantastic, but I haven't had it to Education Day. I haven't had an opportunity to, check one of those out.
Well, Matt, you seem like we're probably the same age in our career. So what is your go-to tool every day? And this is coming from a tool manufacturer guy right here, so it's got to be good.
All right, boys, I came prepared.
Oh, man, look at this.
I had a rough beginning with the technical issues, but let me show you guys. This right here is a DentCraft rod. It's a double bend, and I did some modifications to it. You know, I did the Mike Toledo. I took the handle off, and I had an octagon put on. And if you guys, I'm sure you guys all heard about him raving about it, and it definitely is a must. There are so many tools that I've done this to. It really has changed the tool completely. I mean, it's as simple as little thing, having a ratcheting handle is just completely changed some of my tools. And this little extension here, Ultra sells these little extensions. This is a typical double Ben that you would find at Dentcraft. They sell the very popular one here.
Yeah.
No.
It comes with a green handle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just have a number on it. No, but nonetheless, for you techs out there, and you're working on something that has a pretty wide panel and you need an extra throw, this tool is a good tool, but any tool you guys have, you can always add an extension. I have all kinds of different extensions.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you add that to the end of any kind of like screw-on tip tool, this greatly changes the tool dramatically. You know, if you have a big wide open panel, now you put that on there, and like I said, I have several different sizes. This mm-hmm. helps
you
get
that power you need.
Yeah, you create all that leverage. And then the soft tip on here, this is an ultra soft tip that Steve just came out with this year. This soft tip is wonderful. I can't wait. I can't talk enough about this soft
tip. And it doesn't slide off like the old black ones, right?
No, this right here is going to take some effort. I haven't had one come off on a job that I'm working on. Not only does it not come off, it takes a tremendous amount of effort to get one of these off. But also the actual rubber, the actual plastic different. Rubber that he's made, it's really thick. The wall on this is tremendous. Yeah, it's greatly thicker than any other soft tip that you can find. This is only like my second one for maybe 2 months. Maybe 3 months I've used.
That's impressive.
You know, I use this with a lot of heat too. You can't wear them out. And if you do get a little like wear out where you're like, I want to evenly wear this out, you just twist it and you get a whole new area to work. So yeah, if you guys don't have.
How hard is it to take off? You just cut them off and then just put a new one on?
You know, I use a panel popper. You guys have one of those panel poppers where you squeeze and the, you know, the pliers separate. Mm-hmm. I put it right in there, and it still takes some effort. It's not easy to get off. But if you use a little bit of heat in one of those, that will that'll get it off. And it comes with a little O-ring too. That right there is awesome. I love it.
So it's an ultra dent tool.
So are you sending that tool to Ultra, or are you having somebody locally put the octagon on it
Ultra. No, Ultra does the conversions for you.
Okay.
Ultra did this one. They've done several of my actual rods. I have all kinds.
Is that kind of one of those things where you gather 2, 3, 4 tools and say, okay, I'm going to send these in?
Well, fortunately for me, they're about.
Oh, that's right. You have them. Yeah. I completely forgot. Yeah, they're right there.
It's like I got Disneyland drivable distance. Yeah. Fly. Yeah. So that's another thing, too. I'll give a shout out to Ultra Dent Tools. They also carry the strong arm, XL standard. They also carry the grip with the umbrellas. Steve over there. He carries all my tools.
You are local to California. You can actually just hold one and pick one up. All right, nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I just go in there with my truck and just start dump all my tools. And they actually encourage it because I'm like, dude, I know you guys are busy doing all kinds of different things. And I don't want, you know, all of a sudden I just walk in and we'll, no, bring them all in. We have a guy. That's all he does. So, I was talking, I forget the gentleman's name that's in charge of just cutting the handles off and putting the octagons on. He was telling me he had a customer dropped off like 100 tools, you know, that ship them in, you know, overseas and stuff, chop them all off. And he's like, yeah, well, we love it. So if you guys are thinking about doing that, highly recommend it because they also have that pistol grip too, the adjustable.
Does the pistol grip go on that tool too? Like it's universal across the board.
Exactly.
Even their wider one, all that stuff will work with that same mechanism, right? It's all universal. Yeah,
They're all universal. They're all compatible.
That can clearly turn into a door tool.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, you put a pistol grip on this thing, and it changes the tool, you know, dramatically. He also has this is like the medium. He has a small, I believe, a medium and a large. So he does sell these in different sizes. Yeah, awesome tools. Yeah, Steve's knocked it out of the park with the adjustable ratcheting handles.
Wow. Yeah, it looks like I might be out of my tools for a few weeks. I got to figure out. Now, is it welded at the end? Can you show a little close-up? Or maybe you can text me a close-up because I'm going to have to get it probably done locally.
Yeah.
Is that showing up? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's welded right there.
Two different types of metal. It's a nice world. Yeah.
That's my biggest fear. That's my only fear is cranking on something.
Yeah, you ain't
gonna putting everything into it and letting that little piece just snap.
It's the same welds though, Dave, is that's on the green handle. It's pretty much the same thing. So
yeah. So it being detached or two pieces doesn't
it's already two pieces.
You don't lose any stability in the tool with it being two pieces instead of one solid?
Not at all. And the actual play in it, very minimal. Very minimal. That is like a solid tool. Like I said, that handle is awesome. Yeah, Steve made it really, really a stout handle on that thing. I wouldn't have any reservations recommending that. That is awesome. And it also makes it easy for a tech that's does a lot of wholesale. You could carry like several of those tools now with no handles and just have one handle and then several like rods with you and you're ready to go.
Bag is
it got me turning
every day.
It is. Yeah.
What's good? We'll go ahead and wrap it up. Matt, how can people reach out to you? How can they, get a hold of your tools and all that good stuff?
You can find me on my website. It's getagripnow.com. You can find my store there and take advantage of the 20% off while it's still there until the 15th. You could also give me a call, 858-779-GRIP. And you can find me on Facebook at Get a Grip Umbrellas. And like my page. And stoked. I'm glad you guys had me on. And appreciate the work you guys put in. I know it's a tasking job every day, every week to do a show.
Thank you for trying to come up with new stuff, because I know that is something I would never be able to do. I'm like, man, how do these guys come up with this stuff?
And just the quality.
Thank you for doing that.
No, you're welcome. I enjoy it just like doing dents. I enjoy doing dent repair, making customers happy, sitting with tools. It makes me feel good, seeing guys use my tools and it making their job, easier and, it's fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
We'll go around the room, guys.
Well, Dave, Windy City Dent Repair, Chicago.
Ryan, RPS Dent Repair, Baltimore.
And Chris, Dentless Touch, Washington, D.C. area. Hey, before you leave, go ahead and hit that thumbs up button, and we greatly appreciate everyone.
Whoa, what was that little sneak peek we have there?
What happened?
He's got a little sneaker over there. Looks like something. This isn't even fair.
All right, guys, have a good day. Gotta go. Bye.
Look at that.
All right. Oh, sorry. I lost the connection. Gotta go.
Uh-oh. That was after the broadcast, huh?
Little sneaker.
We will talk soon.
Man, Kiko's killing it, huh? It's Kiko, right?
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome. 7mm. This is the real sniper right here.
Oh, wow. Man. Huh. See, this is what happens when you're in California.
Get the new stuff. Thanks, guys, for watching. See you guys on the next one.
See ya.